When we get
96.5 Wave FM's
Jade and Damien.
Okay, Damien, a little bit of confession time here.
Okay.
And because it's before seven, so my husband's not listening to the radio yet. So,
okay.
All right. We went over to WA, went and checked out all these breweries and wineries, and it was an awesome trip. And one of the places we went to, it's called Beer Farm. My husband bought this pottery beer mug. They were like $45.
He's into all this stuff, isn't he?
Yeah, he loves it. He loves it. So, and every night he will have a beer out of his beer mug.
Oh, will he now?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, yeah.
Look at this guy living the life.
I know.
Jeez.
Well, last night I was on the computer at the breakfast bar and I accidentally knocked it off and smashed the handle.
Oh.
So you know what I did?
Controversial. All right.
You know what I did? Instead of saying anything, I've hidden it.
The oldest trick in the book.
Yeah.
The oldest trick in the book.
So I'm at the point where he hasn't noticed that it's gone tadas. So I don't know whether to just not say anything. And then he'll be like, where's my beer mug? And I don't know. Where is your beer mug?
Where did you hide it?
Well, it's just inside a basket in the pantry.
Here's my suggestion.
Yeah.
Throw it out?
Yeah.
Yeah, dump it.
Get rid of it.
Really?
Dump it.
It's gone.
Okay.
If it's gone forever,
yeah.
it's gone forever.
And forever you'll just go, I don't know.
Yeah. Whatever happened to that beer?
I know what happened one night, Milko. You were so drunk, darling.
Yeah, Milko.
You were so drunk and I don't know what you did with it.
Well, maybe I was thinking I could like stick it together like with some glue and because it's the handle that's broken and the next time he uses it, he'll break it.
No,
He'll know.
Okay, so I'll just...
You can see, you need to say, hey, remember that time when I didn't talk to you for 2 days because you were so drunk and your hangover was so bad and you misbehaved so badly?
Mm-hmm.
That's when you broke it.
Oh, okay. Exactly. So don't buy him a new one and replace it?
The
other news is I'm going to send this to our producer and make sure that it makes the promo so he definitely knows that you did it.
And actually, can we get Milko on the phone later on the show?
Guys, that's what I wanted to tell you earlier so he wouldn't find out.
Jade and Damien in the morning.
96.5 Wave FM's
Jade and Damien.
The incredible thing that we saw last night, Tim Zhu, he won a fight, and I think a lot of people will agree, that is where fights should stay. They stay in a boxing ring, not out in pubs and clubs. And the reason that I bring that up, guys, is because Danny Green continues his coward punch campaign.
Oh, and look, the sad thing is there was a coward punch just this week.
Yeah.
A dad of two over in Perth. Out for the night, and then somebody like comes out of nowhere and just punches him, and now he's fighting for his life. He's in a coma at Royal Perth Hospital right now. He may never see his kids again.
These stories are awful. They're terrible. It happens all the time, and the worst part about this is that we have to talk about them all the time because it never seems to go away.
Mm. Oh, no.
And the coward punch campaign has been going for such a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah, almost a decade, and it's just a shame that we do, like you said, have to talk about it. We have the man behind it, Danny Green, with us right now. Danny, thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, g'day, guys. Thanks for having me on. It is a shame, and it's never going to go away. It's a problem that's never going to be eradicated completely. And I don't think everyone knows that, but the Coward Punch campaign, it's actually had great resonance, apart from a big thing changing the vernacular in society. So when judges and magistrates are handing down sentences for these types of offences, they're referencing the term coward punch, lead news stories, front page newspapers, nightly news, first story, they lead with the term coward punch. It might be coward punch victim or coward punch attack. So I wanted to make it a very simple yet powerful tool that stigmatises this putrid behaviour in such a negative manner. So I mean, it's really working, and I didn't think in 9 years it would be able to change the vernacular in our society, but it's incredibly it's worked because everyone's on the same page. But a really important thing is we did a piece of research with some of the money that was given to the campaign by the federal government, because they saw the work that was being done by the campaign was very important. So they donated, forwarded a grant. We're able to make some advertisements. We're able to put some money into a world-first groundbreaking piece of research by the Victorian Institute of Forensic Medicine. They come up with some data on and a whole body of research on why people do it, who does it, roughly the majority of people doing it, the victims, their ages, where they were, what was going on. So a massively detailed piece of research that found that since 2012 when the campaign started till now, a decline. There's been a decline in the number of deaths, so the trend is going down. So the amount of people that are losing their lives from cow punches is going downhill, which is a fantastic victory for the campaign so far, but there's a lot of work to do.
Danny, you've been running this campaign for about a decade. What are some of the stories that have really stuck with you?
Oh, there's so many. It's bloody, it's hideous to think about and hideous to talk about. And it has a real effect on me because I'm asked to go and see people in the hospital that are on life support, and there's nothing that I can do, and it kind of weighs on me. It's weighing me pretty heavily, so I try and kind of keep away from going to those personal, instances or personal, scenarios, because it's just too hard, because there's nothing that I can really do. But the poor families are in shock, and it's just horrendous. But there was one father I met, and he was one of the luckier ones, because he was still able to walk and talk, but he had to walk with a cane. He lives with his mother. He was a 50-year-old man who now has to live with his elderly mother, that she cares for him still. And his two teenage kids lost total contact because they weren't sure how to deal with it, because their father had been, literally rendered incapacitated by a scumbag on a train for no reason. And then when I was speaking to this man, and his life was just turned upside down, it was a horrendous story. And then he said to me there, he was on the train 6 months, 8 months after the attack, I can't remember the exact time frame, and he said the person that hit him walked past him again on the train, high as a kite, and walked down the back and started starting trouble with someone else. I just couldn't believe it. That, to me, made me so upset and so angry. I just thought, that guy needs to be shot.
It does make us angry, Danny. That's the thing, mate. And I mean, as a community, we really need to get behind this campaign, the Coward Punch campaign, to stop the Coward Punch. We've seen it too much across the Illawarra and South Coast into the Southern Highlands. There are great resources for victims, for community, for schools in particular. Yeah. We need to get our kids in schools to check out this campaign, the Coward Punch campaign. Jade was just watching a video moments ago, absolutely bawling her eyes out. If you're a parent, you need to get your kids to watch it. Danny, we are 100% behind you, mate, as we always have been with this Stop the Coward Punch campaign. It's always great to catch up with you, mate.
Yeah, you guys are legends. Thanks very much. And as always, it's you guys in the media that are out there pushing it and allowing the campaign to get the exposure it deserves and needs. So thanks very much, guys.
Look, have a look at it tonight with the kids. Sit down and have a good chat to them. And certainly if you've got those kids that are heading out and about and they're able to go to nightclubs, just remind them to look out for people that are a little bit strange at times.
Yeah. Or people that have had a skinful. Stay clear of them, because unpredictable behaviour. Yep.
And that anger that happens across many of the places when you head out and about, just stay clear of it if you can. But seriously, check it out. All of the details are at our website. Just go to wavefm.com.au.
96.5 Wave FM's
Jade and Damien.
Jade, have you got tattoos?
I've got one.
You've got one
tattoo, yeah. Ooh. Do you have any?
I have no tattoos. I couldn't possibly get a tattoo because I'm scared of needles.
Oh, really?
And even the thought of a needle coming near me freaks me out. I mean, I am really, I'm a squeamish fella.
Yeah.
I am. Now, there's a story that's after going viral on TikTok, and I'm up to date on my TikTok.
You are. You're all over the TikTok.
No, I am. A girl called Ashlyn Grace. She's now got 1.6 million followers on TikTok.
Wow.
All because of something that's happened to her recently. All right. She revealed that she got a tattoo. Actually, I keep saying she. She refers to they or their. Uh-huh. I could never get that right. Ashley revealed that she got a tattoo down the spine of her back of her boyfriend.
That's got to be painful.
Right down the spine. So from the top of her neck all the way right down to her
coccyx?
Her butt.
Yep.
All right, all the way down. Alexander in New Times Roman. Okay.
Wow.
Alexander, massive, all the way down.
Oh, my God. That is you usually just get like a tiny little cursive name, like
no.
Just if you're going to get someone's name. That is huge.
I think Ashlyn was really happy with this guy.
Right.
And that's what you do when you're passionate about someone, you make a grand gesture, don't you? A bold statement.
Yeah, usually flowers, but.
Now here's the kicker. They broke up.
It was always
one week later.
A week after she had the tat done.
Maybe that was the turning point. He went, I don't know, a bit freaky.
Maybe he was sick and tired of reading his own name all the time.
It was in reverse as well. Who is this, Alexander? Yeah, so she got Alexander on her back. Actually got her all right from the neck right down to the butt. And it turns out they broke up 1 week later. And what a disaster. That is a tattoo disaster.
That is. And you can't get it off that. Like, and then what if she gets a new boyfriend? I don't want to be. It's like.
No.
It's like.
Ashlyn has. She has to meet a guy called Alexander.
Yeah, that's right. Or they will have to change their names to Alexander, because you just don't. People don't want to know about past relationships, all right? And they just go, I don't want to know about your past. But it's really hard when someone's past is tattooed on their back.
Well, Ashlyn says there's no regrets to having this massive tattoo on her back.
No regrets. Bull crap.
No, apparently, no regrets whatsoever. Happy to have Alexander plastered right down
the
spine.
Well, it got us some TikTok followers, I suppose.
Mm. 1.6 million TikTok followers, and they're all called Alexander.
We want to find out. This girl's got to regret that one. I know that she says no regrets, but that is load off.
Have to regret it.
Illawarra, if you've got a tattoo, have you ever regretted the tattoo that you've got? Tell us about it. Let us know.
Yeah, well, my tattoo, I got a muku, which is in Maori culture, a lot of us will get a muku. It's like a tattoo, and it kind of represents your ancestors and where you come from. Except I got mine down low on the hip, so that you know it's there, but I'm not displaying it out in public.
Yeah, okay.
Except I got it before kids, after Alani, but before the other ones, and I didn't realise, I'm having a cesarean. I've had three now, and they had to cut straight through the middle of my tattoo.
Wow.
I've got to say, they did a good job of putting it back together so it's still aligned.
So it's now called a more and a coup.
Rebecca is online.
All right, Rebecca, have you got a tattoo regret or a fail?
Yeah, I do. Mm. I went to one of my friends who's kind of a professional tattooist, and he gave it to me for nothing, which is fine.
Yeah.
And I've got a script which says "The impossible is always possible" by Selena, 1971 to 1995.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I told him how I wanted it. So I'm able to hold my arm out and read it. He goes, no, it'll look better the other way around. So I got it upside down.
Can't read it. You're motivating everyone that you see, but not yourself.
That is too funny.
Rebecca, are you walking around with a mirror constantly and saying, look, this is what it looks like here, holding up the mirror?
I've actually got it covered up now by two red roses.
Right, very nice, okay. Very nice.
But you can still kind of see the script, so I got to try and get it coloured in more, so I don't have to look at it anymore.
Okay, all right.
It's a work in progress.
Yeah, that's a good one, Rebecca. We're going to go to Anita right now.
I have an infamous tramp stamp, as they call it, that I got done in the Whitsundays. When I was 22, it's the Celtic tramp stamp with a lotus flower above it.
Oh, beautiful. Very nice. I like that it's Celtic.
I don't know, combine the tropics where I was working with the old Celtic on my lower back.
Nice.
Yeah, it's the placement of the tramp stamp. That's what matters.
Really, the placement.
It was all the rage. I mean, I don't see them as much anymore. I mean, because for a while there, everybody would have a tramp stamp and would always have the little belly tops and the thing just to show the tramp stamp. I'm not seeing it at all.
No. Hey, we're going to go to Rose as well, who's standing by, guys.
Oh, Rose.
Not so much I regret, but I have 5 tattoos.
Okay.
And I've got one on my shoulder. That was my very first tattoo. And it's written in Chinese.
Okay.
And my dad always says that it says Dim Sims.
I want to meet your dad because he's a good guy. I was thinking it's probably got the menu on there.
Yeah, that's right.
He reckons it's Dim Sims. 96.5
Wave FM's Jade and Damien. Damien and Jade's topic train is coming.
Damien and Jade's topic train. So if you've never played along with this before in Topic Train, we'll throw you out a couple of big news items, and Jade and Damien give us a little bit of a spin on it. The Australian Dictionary has announced the 2020 Word of the Year.
Right.
But what does it mean? The dictionary claims that Stroll out is the word of 2020.
Stroll out.
Nobody's heard of it here in the Wave FM building. In fact, I asked around the Straney household yesterday. Nobody has heard of it.
They picked that as the word of the year. Yep, Stroll out.
The term was actually coined by the ACTU boss, Sally McManus, down there in Melbourne to describe Australia's COVID vaccine rollout in a tweet. And it took off.
All right.
Stroll out.
I don't know if that's the word of the year. Discuss. Come on.
A little bit slow off the mark.
I mean, so it's for 2020, yeah?
Mm. Well, we're definitely slow off the mark because it's nearly the end of 2021. Yeah, they really strolled that word out, didn't they?
Surely lockdown would have been the word of the year because that's all we expected, or COVID, Corona.
Yeah. Well, COVID was 2019's word of the year. We heard about that last year. They always release it late. You know,
It should have been COVID Kilo. That's what I think.
Yes, because it should have been.
Because that's when it all kicked. The COVID kilos kicked in 2020. That's when we started to experience that epidemic.
Yeah. I'm with you on that one. COVID kids. Because, you know, the baby boom. We've now got the COVID.
Maybe that will be 2021's word of the year, and we'll hear that midway through next year.
Actually, you're right, yeah.
Mm. Hey, I've got another topic train for you. Neighbours are now at war.
Ooh.
Mm. Want to find out from you, Illawarra, 4275196 5 about your bad neighbours. Neighbours are at war after one man has checked this out.
Yeah.
I saw this story. 6 metre high fence.
6 metre high.
The
block's down
everyone. It's huge. Now, Ali is old mate's name. He lives in Chester Hill in Western Sydney. Combination of being bored in lockdown and wanting a bit more privacy from the units at the back, a three-story unit at the back. He's gone, stuff this. He's got fake grass in his backyard. He said, this should be a great little basketball area, man. He's put up a 6 metre high fence.
6 metre.
Very good use of Jarrah. It's like a deck. If you could picture your back deck, he's essentially got that up and put it up at the back
fence.
Flicked
it on its side.
Yep.
So he's trying to block out the neighbours. They're on the third story. So he's built like 6 metre. I'm thinking 6 feet, but six metres is huge.
Are you 2 metres?
I'm almost 2 metres tall.
Wow, that's crazy.
Three Straneys.
Yeah, no wonder they're annoyed.
That's big.
They're looking at it.
No wonder they're annoyed. Anybody would be annoyed with three Straneys in the backyard.
Jeez, that's more than enough Straneys for a lot.
What has a neighbour done to really annoy you?
Oh, I remember my mother-in-law, they had this property that they'd just bought and a beautiful big tree. It was this old jacaranda tree, like hundreds of years old, beautiful. Yeah. The neighbour next door wanted them to cut it down because it's like, the leaves are going in my driveway.
Yeah.
I don't like it. Mm. I cut it down and they're like, we're not cutting it down, it's beautiful.
Mm.
Anyway, the tree started to get sick. Leaves started falling off. And they're like, what's going on? And they got somebody to come and have a look at it. And then he did a little bit of exploring and then he went over into the neighbour's yard. They weren't home and he's like, oh, there's your problem. And the neighbour had drilled holes because the roots of the tree had gone into their yard as well, had drilled all holes into the roots of the tree and had put all poison in it. And killed the tree.
What a bastard.
Killed it. And then it had to get taken down. And
what a scumbag.
And because it was like a risk because it was started to die inside, my mother-in-law had to get it chopped down. And I think she had to pay for it, like for the arborist, which was like a couple of grand.
That is terrible. Mm. Jeez. Mm.
Sure is.
That's a lawsuit, surely.
Oh, no, surely.
What about you, Damien? What's a neighbour done to annoy you?
You know, neighbours have also loved me. I mean, you know, we're lovely neighbours. No, you know, weird thing, not annoyed me, but just a strange thing that neighbour did. We had a neighbour many years ago when the kids were very, very young. I won't say where it was, but he used to go onto his balcony every single day and whip off his shirt and start flexing his muscles and all this sort of stuff. I don't know whose attention he was trying to get, me or Eileen. But then,
it was in Marrickville, so
he had some kids around the age of our kids, so they would all hang out. And when our kids would come back, they would have his perfume all, you know, I think he sprayed them or whatever, so that we would get the waft of what he smells like.
He was trying to crack on to what. That was an odd neighbour.
He was trying to crack on. You know.
Here's my pheromones. Take them back with you.
It was kind of like that.
He was trying to infiltrate your home. That's what he was doing just with his aftershave.
It's a bit strange.
Mm. It is a bit weird.
Does anyone else have weird or annoying neighbours?
Annoying neighbours.
Okay, we're going to go to Mel, who lives in Lake Heights. Mel, have you had annoying neighbours?
I'm pretty sure I'm the annoying neighbour.
You are? Okay.
Do tell.
You know what it's like with kids? You're just like, eat your dinner, you're not having chocolate for breakfast, put some clothes on, get inside, stop running outside in the rain naked.
Sounds all like my house.
Yep.
So the neighbours are sitting there going, what is going on next door?
There's a riot. I think we have a riot happening next door.
Oh, we had to do that when our new neighbours moved into our house. We had to go and tell them, if you hear screaming in the morning, that's just Lulu getting her hair done.
Oh, yes.
The kids aren't getting murdered. That's why Lulu's got short hair now.
Plenty of great comments on our Facebook page as well, so let us know about your annoying neighbours.
Oh, Kath has let us know. She said there was a guy upstairs, used to get up at 6 a.m. every day and exercise in his room. She said it was like he was skating around the house. Mm. And she said, could you just stop? And he goes, no, look, if I'm awake, everyone should be. So one night, she was awake at 12:30 a.m. and decided to test out her electronic whistle.
Oh, touche.
He now doesn't exercise in the house anymore.
Well, actually, you know, the whole exercise, again, in the same apartment, we had an exerciser upstairs. Eileen and I used to call him Calf Man because he had the biggest calves you've ever seen. And when those calves were walking around upstairs and doing their exercise, Oh, my goodness.
Jenna Kress said that we were those neighbours many years ago, threw a party for a birthday and it got gate crashed. Uh-huh. The next morning, there was a for sale sign posted out the front of their house.
Oh.
She kind of couldn't blame them.
Yeah.
That's a subtle hint from your neighbours.
See, that's just some of the great comments we got. So head along there today while you're at work and discuss those annoying neighbours that you have.